May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy bringing you Cosmic Love for August 22nd, 2026. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Well, I've been saying for decades now that it's all about the frequency, you know, the Aquarian frequencies. And there are specific frequencies that kind of tune us into the spirit that matters, you know, on Earth as in cosmos. So I'm going to have some cosmic love frequencies, vibrations coming your way. I'm going to do the first of four cosmic love songs I have on the Cosmic Love homepage for BBS Radio. And I'm going to, you know, begin with these keynote frequencies from this song that I created with the co-producer of the show, Donald Newsom. Don provided the AI music prompts that took some of my Cosmic Love content and created a harmonic romp through multiple music modalities. So I'll play this version now, and then we'll get on with the show.
What the world is longing for is love so true and kind. A gentle light for every heart, no one left behind. All we're reaching for is love, yeah, it's all we ever need. In every life, in every soul, love's the only seed. Give us light, give us love, give us peace on earth. Lift us high and wake the fire, show our sacred word.
Evolution is the flame we rise within, burning through the shadows, clearing what has been, wising up, we rise again. My tie head in the light, love becomes the guiding force that turns the dark to bright. And in a greater vision, love restores the way, where reverence and unity dissolve the old decay. Lift your eyes to higher ground, feel the truth above. Every step of waking life is shaped and held by love. There's a knowing in the presence, in the stillness we become. What kindness flows like sunlight in the many, turn to wand above and below. The same truth remains. A cosmic thread of love runs through all planes. Full spectrum, light awakens, sight beyond what we have known. In the field of shared awareness, we are never alone. Through the heart's intention, clear and true, we rise in understanding of what we're here to do.
Never.
high.
Take heart now, this connection heals, revealing what the soul conceals. Through every trial, through every fall, love is the force that lifts us all. Forgive the past, release the pain, let laughter wash away the strain. From seed to star, from self to whole, love is the journey of the soul.
Freedom lives where love is real, where unity replaces what we used to feel. No more division, no more disguise. We see each other through awakened eyes. As we choose with clarity, the world begins to change. A network of compassion rearranging every range. From inner truth to outer grace, love restores the human race.
Love is the source and the giving flow.
The world is calling for is love so strong and true. All we ever really need lives inside of you.
Give us light, give us love.
Let it shine.
Every time I hear that, whether it's the gospel wailing or the kind of the love rap going on, it gets me up. It's the frequencies that are really amazing in this song. So I'm gonna go into the show now with five newsletters over the last 2 weeks since the last show. I'm gonna be discussing and kind of my MO method of operation with the shows have been to tell you what, you know, I'm going to tell you, and then to tell you, and then to sum it up and tell you what I've told you. So these newsletters, August 11th was first, it's called Check Up from the Neck Up, a reality report. And I think I'm going to go into that first. It's kind of short, but I'm going to skip to the newsletter I published today. I published these on Substack. And you can always, if you're not subscribed, you can get a free subscription by going to christopherrudy.substack.com. And the one I just published this morning is called The Enlightenment Option. The Enlightenment Option, Vision, Virtue, Valor for the Victory. Beautiful picture of like a sunrise with a formation, like a V formation for the Vision, Virtue, Valor for Victory. There's a V formation of like geese in the picture. So it's like, this is the, I don't know if you saw the movie V, you know, V is for victory, but the enlightenment option, you know, is kind of the summation of where we're at in the cosmic evolution at the cusp of Aquarius with the energy shift that's going on. And I go into the whole metaphor of metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly. Like civilization is in the cocoon stage right now, and the caterpillar disintegrating, and the butterfly is forming, but we're not there yet. The butterfly has not emerged. We're kind of in the disintegration stage of the caterpillar civilization right now. That's why there's so much chaos and virtual insanity in the mainstream media right now. So my pure intent is to, you know, bring harmony and order to chaos, basically, and you know, to keep it light, you know, more light and love. So here's to it. The spirit that matters is my pure intent here. So I'll get into that, the enlightenment option, and I hope I have time to go back and do back on August 12th on the solar eclipse. I did an article, I think we'll have time to get into it, called Healing a Broken World, Promptly. How to prompt using AI, how to prompt healing processes using AI with authentic intelligence. So harnessing AI with authentic intelligence and prompting the healing of a broken world. I'll be getting into that. August 17th, I did a newsletter called Have a Good Laugh. And it was the one on the solar eclipse was pretty intense, was pretty heavy. So I tried to lighten it up, you know, have a good laugh. Levity in brevity. And I'll go into that. A lot of memes, infographics for humor there. And if I have time, I'm going to into August 19th. I did an article on true revelations are disruptive. That's actually one of my favorite ones. Now, these are all in the footnotes for the podcast. It's going to be out in a day or two. And you can click on any one of them and watch or, you know, view these, each of these newsletters. And there's videos and embedded videos and articles. And it's like a smorgasbord. Some people just like the cartoons. Some people, you know, like the serious meat, the serious stuff, the articles that the mainstream media is not reporting that I go into. So there's a whole mix, and you can customize your own multimedia shows. Some people can pull up Heartcom Network archives. Just if you just Google Heartcom Network in another window on if you're on a computer. And you can see the recent newsletters that I'm talking about that are archived over this last month. So there's that. And I'll be going into this first newsletter. But each of these newsletters, by the way, is like I call it a cosmic love sandwich, you know, with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle in terms of straight talking, truth telling. Peppered with some satire and garnished with some cosmic humor. So my intent with each of these, you know, newsletter love sandwiches is to provide some savory food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. So I'll get into today's newsletter published this morning. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So a little bit of astrology, psychology, what's going on, you know, in the cosmos right now in the quantum field. The sun is in the very last degree of fire sign Leo. It's going into Capricorn later today. Later today. And right now, the sun is the focus of a yod called, you know, the finger of God pattern with Pluto and Neptune focusing their cosmic fire in carrier waves through the sun into the earth, just like a laser beam can carry vast amounts of radio and TV signals. These yods focus cosmic energies, you know, the planets and the signs that they're in. Of course, Pluto is in Aquarius. And we got Neptune also focusing, you know, blending its energies in a sextile with Pluto. So there's this energy that's focusing a lot of cosmic fire in through the sun in the very last degrees, where some of the strongest energies of any sign are in the last degrees. So this is a fire sign Leo, and this has been a fiery month, folks. I mean, it's been fiery psychologically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, politically. I mean, it's been a fiery, intense month. I think most people would agree with that in their lives. And the moon has just moved into Capricorn. And it isn't the focus of an arrow yod also, and it's combining the fiery energies of Jupiter and Uranus. Plus, there's a cardinal grand cross going on with the moon, opposition Mars, crossing Venus, opposition Saturn. I could go in the rest of the show talking about what all this means, but, you know, I'm not going to unpack all that right now. I'm just saying that there's very unique astrology, psychology right now, and I'm going to try and be an instrument channel of the energy sort of speak, because this is the fire of transformation, transmutation. This is like the alchemical process of purifying gold, both, you know, physically and metaphysically, by using the cosmic fire to smelt the metal physically and remove the impurities before it sets up. Now, metaphysically, it's the same process. You know, it's like the heat, the fire, the cosmic fire in the field, in the quantum field, tends to bring up all that's less than itself, the impurities in the collective consciousness that are really in our face these days. I call it the caterpillar consciousness, you know, is disintegrating, and it's all over the media. You know, it's like the media is Caterpillar, you know, mainstream media is like caterpillar thinking. It's like dealing with the dregs of the Piscean age that have come up for transmutation that are on the surface. So this is going on. You know, this is a really unique dynamic. I mean, this is the time of revelations that we could never have imagined. I mean, it's been called the quickening and the great awakening, the big shift into the Aquarian quantum age. I mean, there's a Genesis Project I was reading about that has announced the AI research of suppressed quantum science, you know, like full disclosure. This project is saying that there's a very real potential for the initiation of 500 years of innovation in just 20 years. Can you imagine that? I mean, talk about the acceleration of innovation. 500 years of innovation in 20 years. I mean, are you ready for that? So global civilization is about to reboot, reset, recalibrate, you know, or otherwise ascend to a higher state of unified field harmony. That's the divine destiny. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. This is the Aquarian. This is the Aquarian frequencies. And it's the pure gold intention, you know, the light and love, pure and gold intention for a new common sense of the family of mankind in a global village as the United Sovereigns of Earth, the new U.S., United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, Thomas Paine gave us the American Revolution. He gave us the terms United States of America. Now we're looking at, you know, it's a global affair. It's an instant everywhere interactive global village. We're looking at the United Sovereigns of Earth is what's in process. We're not there yet. You know, caterpillar thinking just won't get it. Just won't get it. But if you can, you know, basically do a little bit of imagineering, you know, and seeing the potential with all this cosmic love, coordinates, frequencies, you know, matriculating the matrix, you know, with raising up a divine, the divine, basically Christhood conscience, collective unified field Christhood conscience of, you know, cosmic, the golden rule of law language for a golden age, you know, cosmic universal love. So, you know, love in action. And there's nothing like the joy flame to raise the frequency of the Holy Spirit as the power of love in action. Love in action. So this is a time to remember, folks. And I'm going into it with the checkup from the neck up, a reality report. That was his first back on August 11th. And again, this is in the footnotes. You can click on this and read this. You can follow along now or just listen to me as I go into this. This article was specifically dealing with an article called Calling a Spade a Spade. And the byline was that truth is the prerequisite for freedom. Now, the article gets into the advancement of the digital control grid, which is challenging the opportunity for the of freedom on the planet. And it goes into how the ruling class, the power elite, they need AI, its infrastructure, and the data centers to simultaneously run, surveil, and control society, no matter who is in power. You know, Democrat or Republican, this is their agenda. This is their intent, you know, the advancement of the digital control grid. So they create crisis to compel order, you know, that locks down freedom for security until we have neither freedom nor security. So, if you haven't noticed, the geopolitical world is a big, volatile mess right now. They're creating this on purpose to create a compelling, you know, basically alignment with their digital agenda of, you know, social credit system, whatever you want to call it, you know, for a control matrix. Some people call this mess in the geopolitics right now and in the media as it's insane. I mean, and it's seemingly unpredictable, but there's a method to the madness. I mean, the quantum shift has hit the fan. That's quantum shift as far as SHIFT. The shift has hit the fan. The Aquarian's frequency shift. Like I say, it's all about the frequencies. And the Aquarian frequency shift, of course, there's a link on that. I have the whole website on the understanding of the Aquarian frequency and the Aquarian quantum age. What, you know, what we're coming into. Now, the mainstream media isn't talking about that. They're trying to control the way things have been, you know, like petrochemicals for energy rather than frequency, frequencies being used to create, you know, free energy. So AI isn't causing the quantum shift. It's being caused by it, with the shift in frequencies creating an environment in which quantum shift can thrive, with the thinning of the veil to unite on the inner. And that really comes around to this unified field, you know, what some people would call common sense, unified field, unity and diversity on the inner as it is manifesting on the outer. Now, this doesn't happen all at once. This is a process of conscious evolution for all of humanity. And you've got the full spectrum of people in the process of enlightenment. We're all on the autism spectrum, you might say, in one way. There's a full spectrum, you know, of consciousness, you know, worldwide. Some people, you know, get it. Some people don't. You know what I'm talking about. Some people are more enlightened than others. It's just always been that way. You've got some people that the future is more real to them than the present, and a lot of people who are just, especially a lot of seniors, they're just doing an instant rerun, you know, of memories from the past. They don't see much of a future. They're just kind of, you know, running the records of the past. So there's a whole spectrum of people out there that are conceiving, believing, perceiving, and achieving, you know, consciousness in different ways, but in general, things are speeding up with a quickening. There's a quickening of conscientious common sense going on. It's like a revolution in higher consciousness is accelerating. So currently, we see global civilization in the cocoon stage of metamorphosis, with caterpillar institutions are disintegrating before butterfly even takes shape. The only fatalities are caterpillar thinking, cognitive dissonance, paradigm paralysis or stinking thinking, and intractable sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. These are the only fatalities. And I've written about this metamorphosis process all year extensively. This metamorphosis in individual and collective consciousness. And recently, there was an article, and I've got a link on it, on the Lionsgate. This was the last show. I talked about the Lionsgate and what's going on in the collective consciousness, you know, Leo the lion, and all that goes on with those energies as far as transformation, transmutation, transition to a whole new collective consciousness. So a good summary of that show on the Lionsgate was in the footnotes of my last Cosmic Love podcast, and it was kind of a brilliant summary. If you want to get some insight and outlook for understanding the overview that I'll be talking about, you know, in through the 2020s, because we're at the cusp of Aquarius. The 2020s is like the turning point, like a 10-year period, and I've been talking about this since the January 1st, 2020. And we're right in the middle of that cycle. And people are now able to see this turning point. The global civilization is turning from a downward spiral to an upward spiral. And there's a lot of downward spiral stuff still going on with war, disease, death, and hell, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Basically, the dregs of Pisces are coming up for transmutation. They're on the surface. And we got the Aquarian frequencies, Aquarian energies, you know, light and love, more light and love, easier and faster. You know, the whole can-do spirit of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. You know, you got to keep dancing. So take advantage of the transformational energies of Earth at this unique time. We had a big shift of conscientious common sense going mainstream with the Lionsgate. That was a real burst. This is part of the Great Awakening process that's going on. And we're on the cusp of Great Enlightenment. We're not quite there yet. Actually, some people have already you know what I call, they've gone 5D. They're enlightened. They've got this unified field consciousness, and they have this sense of how everything is connected, and it's all in divine order, and it's all good. And of course, you know, keeping the harmony is pretty difficult in 3D world, you know, where you got to do what you got to do to maintain, to pay the bills. So, you know, just, you know, there's the spirit and there's matter. And so the spirit that matters now above all is the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for personal and planetary ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. So do a good life review. How far you've come from caterpillar thinking for a good life preview, how you can mature and soar as butterfly. Okay, so I'm going to skip now to the piece that was published this morning, The Enlightenment Option. Actually, I think I published it last night, but I'm dating it for this morning, for the show today. And those were just discovering it on the Enlightenment Option. This is the vision of virtue and valor for victory. You know, claim the victory. At the beginning of this article, I say skip to the bottom for two videos, part one and part two, of the Ascended Master Summit. Now, this is people that are into the ascension process, the Ascended Masters, and this whole understanding of the mysteries of God being unveiled at this time. This is two great videos. So I say that at the beginning of this Enlightenment Option. I mean, you can skip to the good, what I consider some of the best stuff that just came out recently, these videos. And I mentioned before, at the beginning of this article, before I go into it, I wanted to mention that the previous article, it's kind of like preface to this one on the Enlightenment Option, and it's called True Revelations Are Disruptive. They're disruptive to pathological BS, you know, belief system, pathological BS systems. So this is all process of the Enlightenment process and the Enlightenment Option, which we'll be talking about today. Now, I'm beginning this article on the understanding of the general enlightenment that's going on by way of mass communications. And so I give kind of a mini history of this process of global enlightenment that's going on as a function of the evolution of mass communications technology. I mean, you can say that all of our social, political, and economic problems are at root, at cause and core, communication problems. How we come into unity. Community, communication, communion. I mean, witness how the rapid advance of communications technology has brought us to the Enlightenment Option. Now, I go into Mark Andreessen in this article, and Mark Andreessen is the tech billionaire who pioneered the internet with his Netscape Navigator. And we're talking about, what, back in 1990, 87? It was a superior web browser that became the performance standard for all web browsers. I mean, it set the standard. And I'll always remember how Andreessen once said, to paraphrase what he said, it's like, quote, it's better to, well, it, this is a paraphrase, that it's better to create something wholly new rather than to retrofit old systems. To create something wholly new. So this is an exquisite metaphor for the metamorphosis process that's going on with our net reality, our internet reality, as it's been shifting from the caterpillar, so to speak, you know, one-way messaging. Remember when the internet was like we could have email, we could email all over the world? But it was one way, and it evolved to butterfly, I call it, you know, in terms of interactive mediation, instant everywhere interactive mediation. Now, this evolved into, has been evolving, you know, the whole process of this interactive process that can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is the butterfly emerging. So Andreessen is now providing wings for our net reality. He's created the leading publishing platform on the internet. Now, this is just over the last several years. Now, Substack is now as much a global phenomena today as Netscape Navigator was in its day. I mean, citizens worldwide are now creating communities of interest like an open university upgrade of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, you know, religion. Butterfly is emerging from the cocoon, you know, spreading wings of quantum reality. Now, understanding quantum reality, of course, I hotlink these terms in the newsletter, quantum reality. So you can go to a whole page and read about quantum reality, understanding of quantum reality, and the AI quantum shift, which is accelerating from the internet to the internet, you know, from cyberspace to inner space. So the rumor is that Mark Andreessen is taking general Netizen enlightenment to the next level of revelations with the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, you know, the next big thing in the evolution of, you know, high-tech communications, furthering the advances in hardware, you know, which is like IBM, and software, which is like Microsoft, and network, which is Andreessen's Netscape. They're all being, you know, AI is now optimizing, integrating, and synergizing, you know, hardware, software, and network for a quantum leap by way of hardware. So we got the evolution from hardware, software, network to hardware, you know, Web 3.0, telecom, cyber ethics. Now, I have this all hot linked in the newsletter, the understanding of global TLC reset, not just telecom, but telecare, teleconscience, telecommunity, telecommerce, the TLC reset for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth in a global village of unified field diversity. And then I say, nah, I'm just kidding. I'm dreaming again. Andreessen didn't say this. I'm just imagineering, as Walt Disney called it, or as was taught by R. Buckminster Fuller, comprehensive anticipatory design science. Again, Walt Disney called this dreaming up, you know, like Disney World or dreaming up Disneyland. He imagineered it. That's what he called it. And Buckminster Fuller, he would create the future modeling with what he called comprehensive anticipatory design science. So Bucky, as we fondly called him at the 1974 World Game Studies Workshop. Now, I was there, you know, 1974. Apparently, he inspired Mark Andreessen. You know, the quote that I mentioned that Andreessen said, that it's better to create something wholly new rather than retrofit old systems. Well, that was Andreessen many years after Buckminster Fuller was saying. And this is a quote from a graphic I have, a picture of Bucky Fuller, and he's saying that, quote, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. So this is the process that we're creating Butterfly, a new model that makes Caterpillar obsolete. This is what Mark Andreessen did with his Netscape Navigator. He made the old model of, you know, the internet, which at that time, you know, was very crude and clunky, so to speak. Anyway, he streamlined it, made it efficient, made it effective. He made the old model obsolete. He basically created the Butterfly blueprint, which has been evolving ever since to where now, with Substack, we're seeing the potential of the internet for networking the net worth of net reality, you might say, with communications to create communities, you know, unity and diversity, you know, with the spirit of atonement, you know, unified field, you know, unity and diversity. This is the spirit that matters at the heart of real community, not virtual community, not pseudo community, but real community. So Buckminster Fuller's whole thing was a whole system solution by way of global TLC reset, a systemic global crisis, all kinds of social, political, and economic crisis, TLC reset with telecommerce, tele, telecommunications, telecare, health. These are three models at the link on TLC Reset that goes into systemic whole system solutions. Whole system solutions for basically golden age models emerging on Earth. Well, as I said at the beginning of this article, skip to the bottom for two inspirational videos. There's part one on the ascension process, and this is from the Brett Luter Show with guests David C. Lewis and Doris Davis. And they discussed this is like an esoteric guide that discusses various aspects of reality, consciousness, and the ascension process. They go into, you know, what's the significance of the third, you know, the Doris, Doris Davis, she mentions, goes into the significance of the 13 moon calendar. And David and Doris discuss reality as an endless cycle, or is there a distinct endpoint for human evolution? They discuss that. And what is the knowledge book? Doris goes into the knowledge book and how that book can buttress one's spiritual mission on Earth. And David and Doris talk about Saint Germain, and is there more than one Saint Germain? They go into that, and some profound revelations in this prescient conversation. Those who are interested in spiritual evolution, the Ascended Masters, the Ascended Master teachings, how the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for a golden age, some real insight and outlook for understanding the overview in these two videos. Part two video is like Mysteries Unveiled for Initiates. They go deeper than the second part. There's a lot of really intriguing stuff. Some of the listeners will appreciate this. You can, like I say, you can, in the footnotes of the show notes, you know, you can click on these videos. And like I say, anyone can go after the show, or even if you're in a separate window, you can open, you know, Heartcom Network. Just Google Heartcom Network and come up the archives. And the archives of this year, what's going on right now with these five newsletters over this last month, they can be yours for your perusing, watching the videos, articles, etc. So I think I have time. For going into the other newsletter, and this is one on healing a broken world promptly. This gets into the TLC reset with telecom, telecare, and telecommerce, which is the media, medical, and marketing model. Like Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, in ancient alchemical, mystical metaphors for the media, medical, marketing matrix with telecom, telecare, and telecommerce. These are links that I go into this. Now, TLC is not rocket science. It's not inconceivable. It's simple enough. TLC is the master key. It's the higher the concept of love and kindness in form and frequency, the greater the results. I mean, think of authentic intelligence as the authentic benefit of AI, information's ecology, that recycles general info in formation, pattern recognition, in the way that generates, the ability to recognize patterns to empower wisdom with love and action, spirit that matters above all, prompting TLC reset. See, the key, the AI, if you get what you ask for, what you prompt is, basically what you get. Now, I've been playing with AI, and I've seen the phenomenal potential with the Cosmic Love songs, the image of myself as a metaphysician in metaphysical garb holding a scepter, that was all created with AI. I mean, the potential of AI is so phenomenal if you prompt it correctly. So prompting TLC reset, the medical marketing, media management model, basically set in the matrix for a golden age. I mean, think of it as the eclipse of the old paradigm of caterpillar thinking and the reset of a new paradigm of butterfly soaring. So nature's miracle of metamorphosis happens, but it happens spiritually also. So it's a frequency shift. There's a frequency shift. You know, you tune in the frequencies in the Cosmic Love songs, and it's uplifting. So global civilization is in that cocoon stage of transformational metamorphosis before formation of the butterfly, you know, when caterpillar normalcy disintegrates. And we're seeing disintegration of the caterpillar institutions. I mean, we're you know, Chris Hedges has a meme, you know, infographic where he says that we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. I mean, look at COVID. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. The press destroys information. Religion destroys morals, and banks destroy the economy. Now, that's a really cynical way of looking at it, but it's one way of looking at these caterpillar institutions that are disintegrating. I mean, the only fatalities of this shift is caterpillar thinking, you know, cognitive dissonance, paradigm paralysis, stinking thinking, and an intractable sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. That's the only fatality of caterpillar thinking, you know, caterpillar institutions. So we all know that governments are owned by corporations. They're run by sociopaths, psychopaths, fueled by illegal wars. They're destroying the ecosystems. They're poisoning food and water. They're decreasing education. They're increasing prisons. They're manipulating media. They're suppressing free energy technology. They're making us struggle, starving, humiliating us, and killing the world. You know, this is caterpillar institutions, you know, in the crosshairs. I mean, they're disintegrating. Now, what's coming is butterfly, but it's hard to see that when we're stuck in the disintegration spirals of the old order. So I've written about this metamorphosis in our collective consciousness, again, extensively all year. And again, recently I've written about it. But anyway, this is a good time with this transition phase that's going on to set your intention, focus attention, you know, again, with love retention for personal planetary ascension. And this is a process, and the process we're looking at basically is serious. But you know, have a good laugh, you know, levity and brevity. If you smile at what's going on, you know, caterpillar thinking is depressing, you know. But if you can get into the butterfly, emerging butterfly, you know, consciousness, you can smile at, you know, what's going on. You're not depressed, at least for the moment. You know, you can have a good laugh. I mean, you know, just you're not attached to the past. You're not attached to the. You're basically looking forward with a good attitude. And remember, it's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude. You know, whether you soar with the eagles or butterflies on thermals of grace, or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. I mean, you know, it's your attitude. So there's real change in process. And this newsletter I did on have a good laugh. I mean, there's all kinds of infographics I've got. You know, memes. I like this one that says, remember when they destroyed your life if you didn't get the vax, but then let in 17 million unvaxxed illegals into the country? Yeah, it was never about your health. Never. So always remember, folks, you know, how do you know you're being played? I mean, Greta Thunberg, you know, the 16 years old, she's not a scientist. She reads from a script and she gets 24/7 media coverage. Whereas Dr. Judith Curry, climatologist, you know, real scientist, she's published over 140 scientific books and papers. She says it's all a hoax, but she gets no media coverage at all. So this is what media manipulation, the mainstream media, looks like. This is like a caterpillar institution that's not into truth telling. It's into mind control. Most people know that. I love quotes like from John Cleese, and there's a quote, an infographic. You know, in this newsletter on levity, brevity, he says, quote, I'm not a racist. I'm a culturist. I believe some cultures are superior to others. I prefer cultures that do not encourage wife beating or pedophilia or clitorectomies, or stoning. Notice that hate does not come into this. Only moral preferences. Moral preferences. Preferring cultures that do not encourage wife beating, pedophilia, clitorectomies, or stoning. Notice that hate does not come into this. There are cultures that have been coming into America that are into all of that, some more than others. You know, specifically, you know, I won't go into it. It's just, you know, I would say I'm a culturist also. To culture consciousness, to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. I mean, I'm a culturist. So quantum science has now revealed that it's all connected. I mean, the golden age is throughout cosmic history. You know, cycles in the quantum source field have raised civilization from ruins like cosmic clockwork. And we're in the quantum universe, and the kingdom of cosmos, you might say, is within us. The kingdom of heaven's within us. So this was an infographic in this newsletter on Newsletter Brevity, where it goes into there's a graphic of the 7-year revolutionary transit of Uranus in Gemini, in the sign of Gemini. Now, some people that aren't into astrology, psychology, this is just woo-woo to them. But you got to understand, you know, you really should understand by now that quantum reality, quantum science recognizes astrology, the quantum field of energy, and the pattern recognition of the geometries, you know, whether it be a yod or a trine or sextile, there are geometries. And if you understand the metaphysical understanding of God is that geometry. It's geometrically ordered divinity. It's the order of the universe. It's, I mean, in the beginning, God geometrized. That's ancient Hermetic wisdom. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. How we geometrize consciousness, our lives, our, you know, how we geometrize anything, you know, as far as how we bring, you know, the spirit that matters into form. Manifestation process. Call it alchemy. Call it imagineering, as Walt Disney called it. Called it comprehensive anticipatory design science, as Buckminster Fuller called it. You know, call it alchemy. It's, you know, it's like this process of transmutation. Well, this understanding of the planets of what's going on with Uranus and Gemini, the next 7 years, it's going to be that long. The Uranus will be in Gemini. The geometry of that and how that will trigger different aspects of one's personal astrology, collective astrology. These are dynamics that are going on that are very powerful. Uranus and Gemini, man, it's like you take the energy of Uranus, which is like flashes of insight, flashes of light, innovation, technological innovation, all kinds of innovation. It's AI. It's quantum reality. It's quantum science. That's Uranus in Gemini, which is the mental body. It's like the whole spirit of Aquarius. It's like Gemini is an air sign, but it corresponds to the mind of God, you know, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. We're talking about this is energetic dynamics of the hour. Now this began, this Uranus and Gemini, in the early part of 2026. And I talked about it on the shows, and it goes until 2033. So we're at, when I say the cusp of Aquarius, I mean, and how things are changing, things are moving, we're at a turning point. This is a major turning point, and this is the transit timeline. It was April 25th that Uranus entered Gemini, you know, and it will be, there's a brief excursion where Uranus goes back into Cancer, but it returns to, in through 2032. We're talking about embracing the lightning of change, awakening your inner genius, and how your voice will help birth the new earth. That's the flashes of insight that Uranus Gemini can give you. So there's a systemic global metamorphosis that we now witness. The cocoon phase, when caterpillar institutions are disintegrating and caterpillar shapeshifts the butterfly. This is what's going on in the cocoon in global civilization right now, like a cocoon. Caterpillar institutions are shapeshifting the butterfly. You know, some more than others. Some are stuck in negativity. You know, they're just, some are just stuck. But the process is going on. There's this, the paradigm paralysis, you know, caterpillar thinking has hit the wall of paradigm shift to the birth of a new earth by way of, you know, when I say butterfly thinking, I'm talking about 5D conception, direction, correction, beyond all the fraud as we've known it. So there's all kinds of fraud. I mean, the media talks about SNAP fraud, Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud, the home health care fraud, daycare fraud, medical transportation fraud, hospice fraud. There's so much, all kinds of fraud, hospice. So, and we're all supposed to believe that there's absolutely zero election fraud. I mean, we're going to be hearing about that. This is all part of the purging of the big lie. And we can go back to January 7th and what really happened there. But I've been talking about this, writing about this for years. Of course, I mean, it had to get this bad with compelling demand for real intelligence as will prompt AI maturity. You know, I'm buying for worldwide love. So these revelations that are coming forth, the butterfly revelation, the potential, free energy technology, full disclosure, these revelations, they're disruptive to the pathological BS belief systems of, you know, of stuck in negativity, of the old order that, you know, is doing, it's like the ego, they'll do anything for self-preservation of itself. So the kind of affirmation here is just let the past be past, but learn from it and have the last laugh, you know. Keep the sense of humor, folks. I love the quote by Mark Twain where he says, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. So we all know that Fauci fooled us. You know, he began with trust the science, and later it's like sometimes the science is a little wrong. Later he was saying we completely made up the science, basically, and now he's pleading the fifth. You know, it's like, you know, if you saw the thing with Fauci pleading the fifth here this last week in the news, you know, like he was no answering for the abject lying and deception and betrayal of any reality of the science and the truth. So the psyops in synopsis we have, you know, and this is the infographic and this piece on disruptive revelations. Vaccine companies are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines. They're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, inhalers, anti-seizure medications, diabetes and arthritic meds, etc. Virtually all of the medications that they sell are targeted to treat the diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturing inserts. You know, the vaccines come with the manufacturing inserts, and they list all these side effects. And that's where the big pharma is making the money, $500 billion a year. It's the perfect business model, says Robert Kennedy. They make all of us sick and create lifetime customers. Now, this is the exposure of the caterpillar thinking, caterpillar institutions. And I can get into the synopsis keynotes, you know, and the real story of what was been going on. This article is one of my favorite articles. I encourage you to see it for yourself. It really sums up this last month, a bunch of issues I've been wanting to talk about for the last 20 years. And the infographics, I mean, the quotes from leading medical authorities from The Lancet, I mean, exposing the lying, the betraying of the medical industrial complex. And it finishes on a very positive note. And that's what I want to finish on, folks. So, I mean, this is a time to remember. We're looking at cosmic history. You know, we'll record the metamorphosis of Earth at this time, you know, from caterpillar crawling to butterfly soaring. We're in the cocoon stage right now where the old order is disintegrating. The wings of butterfly are still integrating, and the soaring comes later. But in the meantime, we've got big drama. with global power shift, AI, quantum leap, and a new common sense of our global unity and diversity. So hopefully today, as I wrap it up, you have heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith seed of good. Make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.